the role of bracha in tefillah. So the pasuk says, "Lasisa Hashem Moshe Ulokei Chalashav." So the Rambam Perek Aleph Minchas Brachas Anochot as well says the following: "Kol Mevorach Bracha Shevatzricha Reiz Nois Shem Lashav, V'Ariyu Ki Nishpa Lashav." Also, so Shita Sarama means that the brocha Shein Atzricha is Shem Shemayim Lashov. Because the pot says Lasisa Shem 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 Lashov, even though Lasisa, we learn from Zira Shova, Kios Ki Eser Shemayim Yodi, that means the CS Yad, which is Shua, and we can see the Pshuto, it means that you should not carry the Shua Shov. The question that everyone asks, Tosin Roshon already asks the same question, and he says, if Brocha Shein Atzricha is the Raisa and Zalav, why does the morning Tumur Dafid Bey says that if you say a Brocha, if you say Shem Shomayim Levator, the Gemara says only Yisur Ese, is a Shem Lokei Chatira. If there is a Lav by a Brocha, how can you have only an Ese by Shem Shomayim without a Brocha? I mean, with a Brocha should be less of a problem. And that's why Tosis in Brochus says the following. Says Tosis in Brochus that Al Korchach, what it means is that the Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel says Tosis Bishum the Borach Brochus Shematzricha Vekomer Bishum Baltisa Leka. So says Tosis in Daf Lamed Gimel the Hahi the Rosh the Rabbonan is only the Rabbonan. The Omer Berk Mishem Isoy Sofer Korach Kabez Veatzis or Korach Losim Misofek. Okay? And that's why Moitzi Shem Shomayim Levatola, the Asibar Kamadit Mura Dav Gimel and Dav Dalet, is only because the Chtiv is Hashem Elokei Chatira. So Chtir, Hanimir Balabrocha. So Shittas HaRambam that the Isu is only the Ravona. It's not a Smach the Be'alma. However, from the Rambam, it's much more not like that. It says, Kol Dvor Baruch Shal Atzrich HaRiz Nuis Shem Lashav Nimchaschim Nimchis. Indeed, Medayek, indeed, note that for the Rambam is mashma, it's very, very clear that the Isu is the Raisa. Rav Chazanish says could be only the Rabbanan. But Beruchim Perla in his Pirush the Smag says if you look at the Rambam in Perikut Beis Milchus Shavuos, you see that L'chore, the Isu is the Raisa. The Rambam says of this, Hashem Yaskor Hashem Pichaveinu Lashav, if you listen to Shem Shomayim Lashav, which is, as the Gemara Tumura says, the Isur Esen. The Rambam agrees with that Gemara L'chora in the Mitzvah Hei in Sefer HaMitzvos. And then he says, O Shenishba Lefond of L'Sheker, O Ashua Sheker, O Shebirech Bocha Shenatzicha. So the Rambam adds Bocha Shenatzicha, and the Rambam says here, She'u oiver v'shum nois Hashem Hashem. So the Rambam by Brocha Shel Atzricha has to really qualify and explain because it's not so simple. And he says, K'moi she'u oiver v'shum nois Hashem Hashem K'mo she'bial n'bilchus brochus ha'rei z'chai v'nadoi. So there's a chiyuv to put that person in nidui. So you see that the Rambam holds the following, because to put somebody in nidui, says Beruchim Perla, has to be the person doing the rice. If it does this to the Rabbanan, make a tesi. Where does Rambam get the idea that you put somebody in nidui? That's what the Rambam says. If a person says Shem Shamayim Lashav, which we know clearly is the Isur Torah, the Isur of Mitzvah Seser, the Shem Lokei Chatira, the Isur Eser, or Shinish Bala Sheker, which is the possible of Shem Shem Lokei Chashav. And the Rambam adds, and he has to explain, O Shibirech Brocha Shinatzicha, Kumo Shibir the Perek Aleph. So you see, Beferush that Lechon is the Raisa. That's why the Rambam has to explain that this is Nichlin the Shem Shomayim. So it's very much from the Rambam here. That's a Isur the Raisa. And the question is, if there's a Isur the Raisa, a Isur Lav, what's the Gemara's problem? Where's the Isur Shem Shomayim Stam? And the Gemara has to say that that's a Isur Ese Lechoira. Why with a Broche? The context of Broche is even worse. The Chayod indeed. And the Nishma Sodom argues and says it can't be. It must be the drum holds on the Rabbanan. Doesn't make sense that's the Raisa. But the Rambam is mashma that it is the Raisa. The question is why and how is it the Raisa? That's the question number one. Now, the question number two is the following. On the Luchas. So the Goyen says that every one of the Dibros is connected some part of Shema. So says the Gro that keneged, or at least so sees Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Keneged anoich Hashem Elokecha, is aniach Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu. Keneged lo yilecha lerim acherim, is Hashem Echod. Keneged lo yisboruch Shem kvoid malchuso v'olam v'ed. So the Rambam says, the Goyin says, that's why if you make a brocha, she'ena tzricha, the tikkun of it is to say, Boruch Shem kvoid malchuso v'olam v'ed. The question is, why is Boruch Shem kvoid, if there is a Yisroel? Love midoraisa to say a brocha shenatzicha. How does Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leolam Voed help? Meaning why and how? And that's a fuch that the isur of Shem Shemaim Levatola is keneged Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leolam Voed because it's a tikkun. What does that mean? Now, to add something to it, there is a sif Bermaim Chaim of the brother of the Maharal. He wrote a pirush like a hago in his own sefer, and he says the following idea. He says that we know that the Gemara in Brach says that in the Beis Hamikdash Rudenu and Zeromin, Kishem Hashem Ekro Havu Goed Elokeinu, in the Mikdash Yoine Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. Now it says, what's the chashivus Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed? It says Givaldik Kivort. It says, listen, the reason is because there are three letters which compose Shem Shemayim, that's Yud Hei and Vav. In the Aleph base, they are words which do not make Shem Shemayim, but they are the prefix of Shem Shemayim. And the letters that we have is base, Shin, Chof, Mem, Lamed, and Vav. Those six are the ones you see, Bashem, Lashem, Sheashem. Those are prefixes of Shem Shemayim. And these are the words, the acronyms of all the letters that start Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. Baruch Shem Chof, Baruch Shem Kvoid, Mem, Lamed, Vav. And that's the chashivus that you see in the Beis Hamikdash, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. And they are called the letters which are Kruvim Malchus. The question is, number one, what does it have to do, the fact that they are prefixed to Shem Shemayim, to Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed? And if Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed is such a choshev thing, those are the letters which are prefixed to Shem Shemayim, why do you say only the Beis Hamikdash? Don't you say that in Gvulin also? Okay? So those are the questions on the idea of Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levator. Now, another question. That's the first group of questions. The second group of questions relates to the Moshav. The Moshav is a tshuva, and he goes on to the Brich Shmei. And he says, the Olam has a minute to say Brich Shmei, the Sefer Torah is being taken out many times before it's been taken out. So says the Moshav, that if you look at the Zohar, and Pashut Pshat, there's nobody argues with the Zohar, it says that the Pashut Kadmafik Sefer Torah. Is Kadmafkin Sefer Torah Bitzibura, is Mashma that's only at the time or after they took the Sefer Torah out, not beforehand. And the Shari Ephraim says the Brich Shmei, he says, Ebeshe Poischimori, Oimri Makal Vaihi Bin Soa, and says Shari Ephraim, Vishas Hoitsoas a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is being out, Matchili Makal Alma Brich Shmei. So the Brich Shmei said when the Sefer Torah is being taken out, not beforehand. So Rav Moish says, I've seen the people not makbid on it. So therefore, since this is not brought in the Rishonim, right? This is a diuk of the Zohar, and there's a diuk of the Zohar that the Shari Ephraim makes, lo shayach limchos. You should not go ahead and make a big scandal to stop it. But kesheechad shoel, if somebody does ask you, when should I say it? Tzorech loyimar sheyomar shereseb tereran. So you should say when they take the Sefer Torah out, either during or afterwards. And therefore, you should go ahead and have a minhag to do that you should go ahead and say either at a time or afterwards. And you have to realize that the minhag to say Brich Shmei before they take the Sefer Torah out, it's a mistake. The question is why? Why Brich Shmei has to be said dafka when they take the Sefer Torah out or when the Sefer Torah has already been taken out? What's the problem? I can't say beforehand. Next, steht in Gemara in der Broches Daf Chof Chesamut Beis. Says the Gemara like this: Hani Yud Ches Keneged Mi? The Yud Ches Broches are Keneged what? So Omer Rabbi Hillel ben Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Keneged Yud Ches Askor Shomar David Bahavu L'Shem Neilim. The Havu L'Shem Neilim their next 18 Shem Shamayim, those are the 18 Askoras, the 18 Brachas. Rav Yosef Omar, Keneged Yudches Askoras Shebekrishma, is Keneged 18 times the Shema Shem Shamayim is brought and mentioned in Shema. Omar of Tach, Rosh Ben Levi, Keneged Shmona Esrech, Huliot Shebashar, is Keneged the 18 discs in the human spine. Now, first, we have to understand why is it Keneged 18 Shem Shamayim? What does it have to do with the Bracha? That's number one. Number two, why does it have to do anything with 18 discs of the human spine? But interestingly enough, says that Yeshua, you see that the Gemara takes for a simple thing that the 18 is a significant number. So you could say, oh, okay, there are 18 because there are 18 needs that you have. The Gemara is mashma that there is a specific issue or a specific quality of the 18 brachas. And the question is, why? But even more so, says the Tzlach the following diyuk. If you look at the Gemara carefully, the Bach does change the Girsa, but in the Ksav Yaz, the Girsa has not changed. The Gemara says like this. First, the Gemara asks the question, the 18 are keneged who? So the Pil says, keneged Yud Ches Askoris. And then Rav Yosef Omar, keneged Yud Ches Askoris Bekrishma. So it says Rav Yosef Omar. Rav Yosef precedes the word for Omar. And then the Gemara says, Omar of Tanchum. Omar of Tanchum instead of Tanchum Omar. Why does it change the order? Why is Rav Yosef Omar and he is Omar of Tanchum? Al Korchach is, says this Tzlach. Because if you look at the Gemara means to say that whenever it says that the person and then Omar, he's responding to an existing machlokes. So he's arguing. One day the Omar said, he comes and he answers, and that's Rav Yosef comes and answers and says, no, it's not Kenegi that, it is Kenegi Dut Chazas Kor Shebe Krishma. So that's why he says Omar Rav Yosef, because he's responding to an existing idea, it's a machlokes. But the Gemara Korcha must say, it says in Tzlach, that Rav Tanchum that brings Kenegi 18 discs of the Shedra, he's not arguing with Rav Yosef. He's not responding to Rav Yosef. It's a separate statement. That's why it says Omar of Tanchum. So it explains the Tzlach very simply. Al Korchach, the two mandomarim, says Yud Ches Haskor Shebe Krishma, Yud Ches Haskor Shebe Havar Shem Ne'elim, are arguing. They're not complementary. How do you know that? Because if you look at the Pasuk Havar Shem Ne'elim, the names which are counted is only the Shem Amfoyerash Yud Kehovke. Haraya, that there is a Shem Kel that is not counted, otherwise you have 19. The Gemara later says that the Shem Kel is used Keneged the Brocha Laval Shinim. So here's talking about Shem Shamayim means purely Shem Shamayim Kivovke. If you go to the Mandomar Vesiv that says Keneged Yud Ches Askor Shem Krishma, you're including the Kinuim because there's no Yud Kivovke 18 times. It's Hashem with Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim. On that, there is a Tziruf. So you're counting the Kinuim. So you see a machlokes if the Shmona Esrei is counting the kinuim or not. That's a good machlokes. But the Chulio Shebe Shedra is not that it's a pirush that coming to argue Keneged Askoras. That is complementary. You could hold both. You could ask Keneged Yud Ches Askoras and it's Keneged Yud Ches Chulio Shebe Shedra. So that's what he says. That's why it doesn't say Rav Tanchum Omar, it says Omar Rav Tanchum. And the question that also needs to be asked is something that makes no sense. If it's complementary, how is it complementary? Either is Keneged Shem Shamayim, Keneged Chulio Shebe Shedra. Why do you need two reasons? So that's to summarize. Why is a brocha worse that there is a Yisur of brocha Lavatol? Why Boch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leil Void is inherently connected to Lasiza Shem Shem Kechlo Shav? Why is it Misakin a brocha? Why is Boch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leil Void the Chashivus? Because the letters relate to the prefixes of Shemayim. What does it have to do with Boch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leil Void? And if it does have to do, why do you say Boch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leil Void only in the Mikdash, not in the Medina? Why Brich Shmei Kontra Moshe has to be said Davka at a time or after the Sabbath has been taken out, not beforehand? Number three, why do you need a complementary idea of Yud Ches Chulio Shebe Shedra to the 18 times of Shem Shamayim, which does not relate to Shem Shamayim? But clearly, no matter what Shem Shamayim you need, there's a complementarity. There's something complementary that you need 18 Chulio Shebe Shedra. Why and how that there is this complement? To answer all of this, we have to answer the following. State in Medrash, Medrash Rabba. So the Medrash Rabba says the following. Called tefillosum shel brios, the tefillah of humans, en el haaretz, are in mundane things. Mare tavidara, Hashem, please make sure that the earth makes it. Mare tatzliach harka, called tefillosum shel Yisrael. The tefillah of Yisrael is much higher and greater than regular human tefillah. In all the Beis Hamikdash, because the tefillah dedicated to the Beis Hamikdash, Mori is born the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem, please build the Beis Hamikdash. Mori Moses, when should the Beis Hamikdash be built? It is a yearning for the building of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's the greatest of our tefillah. First of all, 1 second, we ask for mundane things. The Yitzchak has brachas. Maybe there is one or two brachas which relate to Beis Hamikdash, not the other 18. So how can you say that that's the greatest of tefillah Shesrol, which is tefillah, legabe, binyan Beis Hamikdash, when this is only a minute part of tefillah? But you see something which I think is extremely important. Steht in Gro, in Adelis Elio, and the same thing is in the Maral Echdusha Goddess in Chulin. The tefillah, the concept of tefillah. Adam was, we know that there is such a thing as Adam. Adam is, according to Chazal, Es HaShomayim, there is a realm of spiritual and there is a realm of physical. There is a realm of spiritual, Es HaShomayim. The realm of physical is Aretz. The Vov, which is the Vov Achibur, is Adam Shtetengor. Because the Adam, the Hashivus of Adam, of Klal Yisrael, is that we're Mechaber Shamayim Haaretz. We put the physical and the spiritual together. As we mentioned for Avodah so many times, that's why we're Medabrim. The concept of a Medaber is that, like the Ramo mentioned so many times, that's Maflas, the miracle of creation, that you bring to a physical world, to a physical action, your thoughts, which are spiritual. Is a connection of physical and spiritual, that's Dibur, and that's the Chashivus of Adam. Adam is the one that's Mechaber Shamayim V'Oretz. That's why he's a Vov. He's a Vov because the Chibur, that's why Maral says Adam is an erectus, he stands up. He's the only person that walks with his feet on the ground and his head towards heaven. To show that that's the Avodas Adam, is to connect Shamayim V'Oretz. He's a walking Vov. And that's the concept of tefillah. The concept of tefillah is exactly the whole siach asode, is the concept of the chibur shamayim v'oretz. Shtetin gro, the same thing. The gro says, machloik is the gemara ve'edi alim na'aretz. Pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan omar ina non mele me'ala. The clouds come from above. Shenemar varim na neshamayim v'Reish Lakish omar ina non mele matar. The non mele clouds come from below. Meaning earth is water that, what you call it? It becomes vapor and it goes up. Shenemar mali nisim tzeores. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar explains, Bizman Yisrael is tzivritzu in the Shalmokim, the anointing comes from Shamayim. When Yisrael is not tzivritzu in the Shalmokim, the water comes from the earth. It's water that evaporates from here and goes up. Says the Guru, what's up, Shat? There is Maima Tachtoinim and Maima Helionim. There is Maima Tachtoinim. We know Kudosh Baruch Hu separate Maima Tachtoinim from Maima Helionim. Maima Tachtoinim Aboichim. The idea is that you could have a world that the Hashpo comes from the earth. Our physical ideas could explain the whole world in the physical term. Or you could go ahead, and that's when the Kshavim come from the earth. It's basically water, recycled water from below. But you could take a world in a much higher realm. When the physical world becomes not a barrier and separate from the spiritual world, it becomes an expression of the spiritual world. That the spiritual world expresses itself through the earth. There is a complete cohesion, a complete unity. And that is when the water that you get here is the water that comes from above. It's a gilui of the Mayim Elyonim, that you're mechaber the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtoinim. Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash, the Chiddush is the Gemara name in Babasa says, what's the Chiddush of Beis Hamikdash? Is Mokum the Nashke Shamayim Varetz. The Gemara in Babasa says that the place where Shamayim Varetz kiss each other. Why? Because it's the physical and the spiritual completely incomplete, what you call, they are in complete cohesion, then complete harmony. One is a reflection of the water. You have a sora nisim on a daily basis. You take korbonas and make them into spiritual. It's the place where the physical becomes a manifestation of the spiritual. That's why davka in the Beis Hamikdash, you have the idea of the tikkun of the mayim atachtonim, right? You have bris melech olam, which is the mayim atachtonim. Want to go back to the mayim elyonim? Kodesh Baruch Hu says you could have the chibur of mayim atachtonim, mayim elyonim through the korbanos of the melech in the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is that mokum with nashke shamayim v'oretz. This is the avoidas atfila. Avoidas atfila is the recognition that whatever we have in the world, our lives, it's not that independent, that lives in itself. It's an expression of the spiritual. We are a vessel of the spiritual life that comes to us. The idea of brocha is that. The idea of brocha, shtet negvore megillah. Why do we say the brocha, the last brocha of Shmoneh Esrei is shalom? So says the Gemara, why is shalom? Because, so the Gemara says, marolo masim shalom to make us kuyen dichsi v'shom v'shmiya b'nei so v'nei avorachem brich brocha da kudosh bochu is shalom. Sh'nemar Hashem yavorach samu v'shalom. And the Yerushalmi says, because l'motza kudosh bochu kli machzi brocha l'Yisrael, that's the end of the Mishnah Nuktzin, l'motza kudosh bochu Kri Max Bochel Shalom Shinema Shemivorch, and that's why it's the last brocha. What's the chance it's the last brocha? Because the Chasima Sabrocha is telling you what the idea of brocha is all about. The idea of brocha is shalom. How is brocha shalom? Because if you look at the word brocha, it's base, resh, and chof. Base are the two in units, resh is two in hundreds, chof is the two in tens. The idea is that whatever we get here is an extension of Shemayim. The idea of brocha is that the physical and spiritual, there is complete peace, there's complete unity, there's complete harmony. Because the physical is the second, is an extension of something above. When you look and there is success, if there is health, it's not the physical story or the physical phenomena is something on its own. Is a number two, is a reflection of something much bigger. It's expressing something much higher. The idea of brocha is that a person has a brocha, is that his life is shalom. Shalom means that the spiritual and the physical, instead of being separated, they are one and the same. All of it is the expression of kvoid shamayim, that's megale in the physical through the shpo of ruchni. To realize that all of that exists in the physical is a brocha. Brocha, the Rashba says, comes from Loshon brecha. There is like the Taftara that we read in the Parsha of Parsha Sisra. There's the Brecha Helyoina and the Brecha Tachtoina. Maim Elyoinim, Maim Tachtoinim. Whatever happens in the Maim Tachtoinim is a reflection of Maim Elyoinim. Maim Elyoinim is causing it. That recognition is Brocha. What does Brocha mean? The Brocha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of what's happening here in the world. In the world, brocha is that you are Baruch, you are the Mekoyer HaBrochas. That whatever happens here, it comes because of you to be Megale your Kovet. That's the idea of brocha, and that's Shalom. So says that is the word of the Medrash. The Medrash says that few of humans is that they want the physical world. So they want the physical world to be successful. We don't want the success of the physical world. We want the world to be like a Beis HaMikdash. That the physical world should be an expression, an extension, and a form of revelation of the spiritual world. We want it to be a brocha. Therefore, we say that our tefillah is to build the Beis HaMikdash, because every single thing that we're asking for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the physical things, is an expression of the Beis HaMikdash. We want the physical to be a brocha. That's why Shmoneh Esrei has to be composed of brochas. The whole idea of Shmoneh Esrei is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to connect our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want that our lives, that whatever happens to us, it's a gilui kvoit shamayim. Every single thing that we have, we just don't want to have health and parnosa. We want health and parnosa to be a brocha, an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the brecha tachtoina, drawing from the brocha ha'elyoina. Mimela, all the questions you just asked, according to Moshe, why is brich shmei only stick sefer Torah out? Brocha, as long as the sefer Torah is in the oran, this is not sayach brocha. Brocha, the pshat, is extension. There is the number two, the derivative, the next level. If the Sefer Torah is outside, the recognition that that Sefer Torah is connected to the Oren, that is Brocha. That's the Brich Shmei. As long as the Sefer Torah is in the Oren, there's no Brocha. Brocha is when the Sefer Torah is outside, that Sefer Torah is still connection, is still connected, is still a derivative, is still an expression of Doron HaKodesh or the Moker. That's what Brich Shmei is saying, only to take it out. We said, why the brochas? The brochas are gilui shem shamayim. We are megale shem shamayim. We are megale shem shamayim. How are we megale shem shamayim? To understand that our physical needs, chai, which is life, is nothing but Gilui Kvoid Malchusoi. It's only Habrocha. So that's why it's Machlokes, that Shem is Keneged, the Shem Shamayim. But you know the Shem Shamayim, what's the message? Is the Chulio Sheba Shedra. What's the Shedra? The spine is what makes a person stand straight. The standing straight is that you are physical, connected to the Shamayim. It's the only animal that walks straight up. The Yud Chet are the 18 which connect the concept of Chaim and life, that all our life is to stay standing up, to be facing the Shamayim, to connect the physical and the spiritual. And that is the message of Rocha. So the message of Rocha is the Shem Shamayim Usha Megale through Brocha, that all of life is an extension of Brocha. This is the message of the Chulia. That's why the Chulia, that's why the Shedra, the spine, has 18 discs. Because 18 discs connect the life to become an expression. Immediately it's Givaldic. The concept, when we say a brocha, when we say Shem Shamayim, so says the Ramban, what sees Shem Shamayim, the pshat is that you're using Shem Shamayim. You're taking Shem Shamayim and you're using it, not just mentioning. So the Bichon Peral says like this, if you just use Shem Shamayim, you don't use it, it's just mentioned, that's a Yisrael Asa. But if you use Shem Shamayim for something wrong or something unnecessary, that you have a usage, that's like a love, that's like a worse. If you just mention Shem Shamayim for nothing, you're not using Shem Shamayim, you're just mentioning it. That's a Chisor Nevira Shamayim, that's a Yisur Ese. If you use Shem Shamayim, right, the usage of Shem Shamayim, that's much worse. Brocha, you're using Shem Shamayim. What you're doing, you think Shem Shamayim and expanding into something. You look at something physical. You make a brocha, see, you say this physical is bimegalik void Shamayim. So you are attaching Shem Shamayim to that physical phenomenon. So you're using Shem Shamayim. If it's brocha, Shein Atzricha, so you're using Shem Shamayim for nothing. That's why it's worse. It's like worse to say a brocha. Why? Because you're not only mentioning Shem Shamayim, you're actually using Shem Shamayim. Using Shem Shamayim Batola is much worse. A brocha, the pshat is that you take physical phenomenon and you connect it to the source. You make it into a brocha. You say that this is Megalik Void Shamayim. So you attach Shem Shamayim to it. If there is no need, it's Brocha Levatola. You're using it for nothing. Immediately you could understand if you say Brocha Levatola, you say Moch Shem Void Malchus Levatola. Why? Because if you go ahead and you say, okay, this is an extension of Shem Shamayim. So you're using Shem Shamayim to attach to this physical phenomenon. If you're already attached, it's unneeded. So you could use the Brocha as a general attachment for the physical world. What is that? Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. The Shem Shamayim is Kvoid Malchus. He is the Gilui of Kvoid Malchus. So if you use a brocha, Levatola, you make it always Levatola by saying that I'm not attaching it to Shem Shamayim to this individual gefrotus, this thing, but bechlolosdik. How do you do with Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed? So Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed is a tikkun of using Shem Shamayim that it should not be Levatola. That's why if you say a brocha, the way how you say that you're not using it for nothing is attaching it in a larger format as part of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. That's a Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed, it's a tikkun of brocha. But what's Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed are the prefix of Shem Shamayim. What's a prefix? That you attach Shem Shamayim. You make something an extension of Shem Shamayim. That's why Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed are the letters that you attach Shem Shamayim to things, because that's what a brocha is all about. That every single thing in the world is a brocha, is an extension of Gilui Kvoid Shamayim. So that's why Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed are all the letters which attach Shem Shamayim to something else. That something else is able to raise and exalt himself and transcend and connect to Shem Shamayim. Mimela Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed is indeed the prefixes of Shem Shamayim. And that's why you say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed Dat Kvoid Beis HaMikdash. Why? As we said, Beis HaMikdash is the one that we saw in physical terms, how the physical connects to the spiritual, how everything becomes a Gilui Kvoid Shem Shamayim. That's why you saw Beis HaMikdash. So there, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed is a reality. Everywhere is a bakosha, it's an acceptance, is some kind of an announcement, but that's not a reality. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam, when we understand that what a brocha is doing is Baruch Shem Kvoid, so that's how you respond to brocha. When you see brocha, you say, okay, this is a Gilui Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. A brocha is said everywhere else. A brocha is experienced in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed, you don't say that. So that's why the Goyim says, the tikkun of using Shem Shamayim, what is the tikkun of using Shem Shamayim? That you have to make the Shem Shamayim binchal on something. something. How do you make it binchal? By Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Alelam Voed, which is the soid of the oasis, which the attachment, the prefixes of Shem Shamayim, how Shem Shamayim connects to something else. That's the tik of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Alelam Voed, and that's the only time that you could use Shem Shamayim. So b'meila, we understand what the role of bracha. Shmoneser is nothing but a bracha. It's not a bakosha. Shmoneser is connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The bracha connects all of our physical needs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They make sure that every physical need that we have, we understand, we proclaim, and we acknowledge that they are nothing more than a gilui kvoid Shem Shamayim. How do you do that? By turning every single of our physical needs as a bracha. The bracha is the gilui Shem Shamayim. Shem Shamayim is always gilui. There's no, what's mean Shem Shamayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what He is. Shem is how you relate to Him, how you connect to Him. You connect the Shem Shamayim to everything through a bracha. So Shmone Esrei is not only that you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you connect your mundane things, your life, and every phenomenon of your life, you connect that to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You turn all your life into a Beis HaMikdash. How do you do that? You do only through brachas. Brachas is the Gilui Kvoid Shamayim, and that is when a person experiences, a person is able to use his shedra, his spine, to really stand up, to connect the physical, and be pointing out the Shamayim.